The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in to Students of the Game. My name is Alex Bauman, joined by my co-host today, Nathan Glidewell. Nathan, we have to talk about it. It has to happen today. The discussion that everybody's having nowadays, could 100 men kill a single gorilla? Nathan, what is your answer?
You gotta give her the rules. What are the rules of the fight? What is allowed and what is not allowed?
Okay, so 100 men of your choice, no weapons, and a open area. Let's say it's like an open savanna. No outside animals, no nothing. No rocks there, just a flat area, no trees. Just 100 men and a gorilla.
You can't hide from it. I'm pretty confidently taking the 100 men. And you said I could take any of the men. So I can go get UFC fighters. I can get professional fighters in here. If you watch a fight, they can deal some damage. I think that the gorilla will cause a few fatalities.
Just a few?
Just a few. But overall, you're getting swarmed by 100 men who are very, very strong and they hit hard. The gorilla can only take so much. And guaranteed gorillas are strong, but they're not like in the grand scheme of things, they're not that much stronger than like an actual man, an adult male would be. Like they are very strong, but if you look at like a scale of like the strongest things on Earth, the gap between a adult male gorilla and adult male human is relatively not that big. So if we have 100 men versus a singular gorilla, not to mention the number of men, I mean 100 men is a lot. Like that's a lot of strength right there. You can do a lot with 100 men. That's more than like a whole construction crew right there. Then I mean they can build buildings and stuff. So I'm pretty confidently saying that the 100 men can beat the single gorilla, but not without fatalities.
Have to disagree with you wholeheartedly, Nathan. A gorilla is four to ten times stronger than the average human. The gorilla can take one hand and rip your entire arm off and beat you with it.
Senselessly. 100 men. So the gorilla only has two arms and two legs and one mouth. So what's it going to do?
It's going to run out of stuff. It's going to have thick skin. Its bones are extremely strong, much stronger than humans.
Yeah, and you don't think a few fists to the head isn't going to start hurting that thing? You're going to have some MMA fighters in there kickboxing to his head. You're going to have full-fledged punches to the head, like boxing. And the gorilla is going to be perfectly fine?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know you were a team gorilla person over here.
I am. I'm team gorilla. You're team 100 men?
Yeah.
I am team gorilla. I just think about it. You could have John Jones, whoever you think is the best pound-for-pound fighters around him. John Jones, Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor, what have you.
Are we talking about like all the time, like in their prime?
This is like current day people. You can't like take Muhammad Ali and put him in there.
But there are far more current day people that are very strong and built for the situation.
Can we say, okay, so let's just say John Jones and Floyd Mayweather go up and try to attack this gorilla. The gorilla will take both of them by the arms and rip their arms off. And if not do that, grab them and beat them up beside each other.
What about the other 98 men? What's going on with that?
The gorilla will just run around in circles.
The gorilla cannot outrun the men.
You assume wrong.
Okay, there's no trees for it to jump off of. It's an even playing field. So it's going to run around, and it's going to use its fists to run on the ground with. Yes?
Yeah.
So what if I get Usain Bolt out there? I'm sure he can land a few good punches as well. He's fast.
I don't think Usain Bolt's punches would do anything to the gorilla. Usain Bolt's not a fighter.
I think he can figure out how to fight.
I think he tried to punch the gorilla and break his hand.
No, that's not happening.
Yeah.
This wide open savanna, is there limits to how endless it is? Does it cut off somewhere? Is there a border?
Yeah, there's like a cutoff. Let's just say it's like a box.
It's a box. How big is this box?
Let's just say a football field. Let's just say it's like a football field size.
A football field with 100 men on it and a gorilla. There's no way the gorilla is winning because it's not going to be able to outrun these guys. I don't care how much endurance this gorilla has. It's going to be taking a lot of hits.
Have you seen a gorilla? Have you seen a gorilla?
I've seen a gorilla. Yes, I have seen a gorilla before. But another aspect of it, humans are smarter. Humans are flat out smarter than gorillas. That's another aspect.
They're smarter, but the gorilla will just run through the men, thrash them, beat them, roam around.
Nope. In fact, I think that the men could eventually corner the gorilla, and that'd be it. It doesn't matter how much strength the gorilla has at that point. I don't care if the gorilla's back into a corner. 100 men who are very, very strong are going to be able to take it down. This is a dumb argument.
Well, you know what AI said, Nathan?
Why are we listening to AI? AI doesn't know anything.
Knows more than most people. AI said, I asked it the question, would 100 unarmed men be able to beat one adult gorilla? Its response, highly, highly unlikely. And it said, what would it take? Absolute coordinated teamwork, like swarming from all sides at once. The front line would take heavy damage. 100 is probably the lower limit where it might work. And even then, there would be serious casualties. In a wide open space, no shot. In a confined area, better chances, but it's still brutal. 99% of the time, the gorilla wins. If the men pull it off, it's with heavy losses and sheer numbers overwhelming the gorilla by stacking bodies on it.
AI doesn't know anything. AI underestimates the human race. And the AI also doesn't realize what kind of men we have on the team. And is there prep time with this? Do the men get prep time to coordinate a plan and stuff like that? Or they just
It's like a gladiator where the gladiators go into the Colosseum and it's just they don't know what's happening. It could be a lion coming out the gate. It could be a tiger. It could be a swarm of angry baboons. But nope, it's a gorilla.
I still think they can coordinate in that short of time and defeat the gorilla.
Don't see it happening.
So you disagree. What is the number of men that it would take to defeat the gorilla, in your opinion? Because I think 100 can do it.
250.
250?
Yes.
So you don't think 200 can do it?
No, 250.
That's insane to me. I get gorillas, but if they're being backed into a box with 100 men,
Hold on, let me pose this question. If you're the gorilla and you're backed into a corner by 100 men, knowing how strong you are and how more physically gifted you are than those men, don't you think you're going to fight a little bit harder?
What's to say the gorilla knows that? What's to say the gorilla has that much intelligence to realize that?
They do. They have to understand situations.
Do they have to? I didn't know you were a aficionado in gorilla intelligence.
I'm Jane Goodall. What are you talking about? I'm Jane Goodall.
Apparently, because the gorillas are as smart as humans. That's not happening. So what's to say the gorilla even knows?
Because he has to be aware. If the gorillas, if they have from the wild,
they have,
it has to have some sense of awareness of a threat. If it's run by 100 men, it's a threat.
It's gonna run. Do you not think 100 men are gonna be intimidating to the gorilla? It's gonna run. It's gonna get its ass beat and it's gonna run. That's what's gonna happen.
No way, no how.
Yeah, it's gonna be intimidated because sheer numbers are gonna be intimidating to the gorilla.
Nope.
Yeah. No. That's what's going to happen.
Well, let's leave it up to the viewers here, Nathan, and the listeners. Let's see what they think. We'll leave it up to them. Leave your comments on the video or let us know on social media what you think. Does the gorilla win or does 100 men win?
100 men.
Nope, gorilla.
I'm sorry. I'm with the human race on this one. You can go with the gorillas.
I will. I'm like Tarzan.
I think he'd be kicked out of the pride right there. Or what is a group of gorillas called?
What is a group of gorillas called?
Yeah. What is that?
I should know this because I'm a gorilla expert.
Yeah, that's why I asked you. Why are you having to look this up?
It's – sorry. I'm having a brain fart.
Uh-huh.
It's called a troop.
A troop. Yeah, you're getting kicked out of the troop. No, nope. You're not a gorilla.
I'm troop leader.
You're not gorilla enough to be in the troop. So you're going to get kicked out.
Yeah, we sell Girl Scout cookies.
I don't even know how do we get here? I don't know what's going on anymore.
Well, we've devolved this argument, but like I said, leave your comments on the video or on social media. Let us know what do you think wins, Gorilla or 100 Men. And let's move on to our other topic today, Nathan, of Would You Rather Sports Edition. So I got a host of questions for us. I'm going to start off with football or basketball first, because those are the two main sports for us.
Let's go football first.
Okay. Would you rather catch the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl or make a pick six to seal the win?
Okay, so is this pick six in the Super Bowl as well?
Yes. Both in the Super Bowl. This is in the Super Bowl, game-winning touchdown or a pick six?
I think the pick six, I'm going to go pick six. I think it's a little bit more demoralizing for the other team because they are in the situation to win the game. And you just yank their heart out from their chest. And yeah, it's over. If I was an opposing fan, I would hate to see the pick six more. I think you can ask Georgia fans how they feel about watching game-winning touchdowns being caught by people. It probably would have hurt a lot more. I get this because Alabama and Bryce Young threw a pick six. I guarantee it was not like for the win. I don't think that was it, but it definitely hurt a lot more given the context. So I think I'll go pick six.
I would go pick six as well. What would be more memorable, the game-winning touchdown reception or the game-winning five-yard rushing touchdown or the pick six on the drive that team was trying to get down the field and win the game, but you turn the table and win the game instead? Yeah. I mean, what would be more memorable?
I think the touchdown, like if you caught a touchdown, I think that's a little bit more memorable. That's broken down. I think there's like the emotion leading up into it. I don't know. Because the pick six, it's very shocking. It's like in the moment shocking. You can't believe it. I mean, either team, you can't believe it. So, I mean, there are certain situations that the pick six is more memorable. But like if you're a fan of the team that throws a game-winning touchdown, I think in that moment, you know what's leading up, but there's a lot of anxiety surrounding it. I think that it's going to be more memorable for that person. So it's within the context of the game.
Okay, another one here, Nathan. Would you rather have to block Aaron Donald or have to tackle Derrick Henry?
I think I'm
in their prime. Let me specify this: both of them in their prime. I know Aaron Donald retired. And Derrick Henry, while he had a great year last year, is not in his prime, in their prime.
Okay. I have offensive lineman experience, so I'm going to go and try to block Aaron Donald. I know it's probably not going to work out. I don't think there's a situation where either of these work out. but we're going to talk about prime Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry already at age is just still running it down people's throats, and they struggle to tackle him. So he is so strong. It doesn't matter if you try to take his legs out. His legs are so strong. And he has not a lot of weaknesses. You're going to get a concussion trying to tackle him. You're going to get the air not to leave. I think I stand a little bit more of a chance, given my blocking technique, against Aaron Donald. I don't think it works out for me. I think if his goal is to sack the quarterback, he is sacking the quarterback every single time. There is no time. But I also think there is no time set. If I win against Derrick Henry, I would be able to tackle him. I don't think there's a win-win in the situation. But personally, I think I have the better opportunity to block Aaron Donald.
Unlike you, Nathan, I have no experience being an offensive lineman, nor an experience playing a defensive player on football. So I'm dead either way. Go ahead and call the ambulance, get him on the field, get the trainers prepared. Because I'll be on the field. I will not be moving. But if I was to pick which one I have a better chance doing, it would be tackling Derrick Henry just because I could just go for the knees. I know that's frowned upon, and I wouldn't do it if it was a real-life situation, but that would be the best opportunity for me to do anything to tackle Derrick Henry. Go for the knees, take him out.
I don't think you're getting the opportunity because Derrick Henry is going to take his hand, which he's basically a gorilla at that point. So I can use this in the gorilla fight. But he's going to take his hand, and he's going to stick it around your face, and he's going to stiff arm you into the ground. You're going to have
a foolproof plan. It's not a foolproof plan. I'll own up to it. I can't do either of these things. I would not even get close to blocking Aaron Donald. I mean, he would just tap me, and I'd just fall over.
Yeah.
So I had the better chance of tackling Derrick Henry, even though it's probably about less than 1%.
I think either situation is less than 1% for us.
Another NFL here. Would you rather be a quarterback with no O-line or the running back with no O-line?
You know, I think I'd rather be quarterback with no O-line. I think mobility is a big thing. You're able to improvise a little bit more. But even the best running backs with no offensive line struggle because you have to rely on the initial blocks from the offensive line to be able to create running lanes. As a quarterback, I mean, if you have no offensive line, you have the ability to scramble and throw the ball away. But as a running back, you have to gain positive yards immediately. There is no running east and west. You got to get north and south. And without an offensive line, that's pretty much impossible. If we're talking about NFL terms, I mean, you're going up against NFL talent defensive line. So, yeah, I think I can take the quarterback. But neither situation is desirable.
I mean, just ask Joe Burrow. He can tell you all about having no offensive line. Derrick Henry can talk about having no offensive line. But those are, again, two scenarios where Joe Burrow is an extremely talented quarterback and Derrick Henry is just a one-of-a-kind running back. So they were able to succeed. Well,
with the results there, Joe Burrow made it to a Super Bowl. They didn't win it with a very – he didn't have no offensive line, but it was extremely poor. Derrick Henry was not able to make the playoffs with the no offensive line. So I think that's the big difference.
Okay. Would you rather play in freezing cold weather or 100-degree heat? So would you rather be Tua in Kansas City or be Tua in Miami?
Okay, so with the heat comes a lot more cramping. I'm going to take the cold. I'm naturally a warm person, so I think my body will do a little bit better. But not to mention, you're actively running and doing stuff. So I think the body heat you create off that will be a little bit better for you. Now, the big question is, with this cold, is there a lot of wind?
Because it's like freezing cold, below zero.
With wind?
I wind chill, yeah.
Oh, that might
be on the ground.
Okay, never mind. I'm going to actually change it, and I'm going to be applying the heat. Because there's a difference. When you have the wind, it is pushing all the heat away from your body. So it is 10 times worse when you have super high wind in cold weather. I'll take all the cramps in the world. I'll try my best to hydrate. I was soaked in sweat, but I think it's probably going to be a little bit better to go and play in the heat.
Yeah, I'm going to defer to your weather knowledge, Nathan, about the wind chill and the weather and the coldness, and I'm going to take the heat too. I mean, I'm terrible when it gets cold outside. I'm useless, so I'm going the heat, even though it's going to be painful to try to play in that.
Either way, it's going to be painful.
I'll have heat exhaustion regardless. It'll be tough.
Mm-hmm.
Last couple of things here for the NFL before we move to basketball, or I guess football, then basketball. Would you rather be an NFL legend with no rings or a backup quarterback with 3 Super Bowl titles?
Okay, so backup quarterback, I'm going to go back and quarterback here. If you're winning 3 Super Bowls, yeah, you're probably not super remembered, but you still can brag about it. But back quarterbacks have to probably play, and they get paid very, 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 very well. So if you're telling me I get to go be a backup quarterback, get all these accolades, I get paid, but I don't have to have any injuries or brain damage or anything like that, I'm taking that every single time. Would it be cool to be an NFL legend with no rings? Sure. But
Dan Marino.
I cannot deny the fact that being a backup quarterback with three rings is the dream for some people. There are some people that wish they could be. Backup quarterback is the easiest position to play on the field. You have to know a few things in case you have to go in. But 9 times out of 10, you're not going in. You're just sitting on the bench. You're not having to do anything. It is a free payday for you.
See, I'd rather be an NFL legend because people are going to talk about me for decades, regardless if it's because I have no rings or if I'm the best player at my position or whatnot. I'll be remembered as the best player or one of the best players of all time. So I'm going to take being an NFL legend with no rings because it also tells me if I'm an NFL legend, I was one of the highest paid players in the league. So I make a bunch of moolah.
See, because you see right here, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I'm going to have those rings on, and you're going to have 0.
So yeah, I'll have this big house, and I'll have all this money.
I also have a big house and all that money. What do you mean? I'm a backup quarterback. I still make
money. No, you won't have as much money as I do.
Yeah, and you still don't have any rings. You can't buy those rings, can you?
Sure, I can buy them off Amazon, probably.
Am I going to sell them?
Yeah, I'll buy your rings.
No, I don't think I'm selling them. Nope.
You're not selling them?
Nope.
Well, talking about highest paid player, would you rather be the highest paid player in the league or the most loved by the fans? So say you're the highest paid player but hated by the fans, and you're a mid-tier player, mid-paid player, and you're loved by the fans.
I can deal with the hate. I'm going to be the highest paid player. As long as I'm making bank, anyone can hate me. You can hate me. I don't care. I do not care. I'm making bank. I can afford stuff that other people can't. It might sound a little greedy, but you know what? You can go and hate on that too. I can deal with that. So I'm going to go highest paid player.
Well, I already talked about it my last time. Money, money, money. Make me the highest paid player. I don't care if you hate me or love me. I make the money. I'm going to be the best player in the league. Give it to me. So moving away from football and talking about basketball, Nathan, we started off talking about the game-winning touchdown or the game-winning pick six. Would you rather hit a buzzer beater or have the game-winning block?
Buzzer beater. I think every little kid has dreamed of hitting a buzzer beater. That's all you practice in the driveway. Blocks are memorable, and it would be cool. I think there's nothing that can compare to a buzzer beater. You're walking off a win for your team. It's something that's going to be remembered by a lot of people. Now, are some people going to remember the game-saving block? Yes, but a shot is a lot more memorable than a block is.
Yeah, you don't look up top 10 game-winning blocks on YouTube. What do you look up? Top 10 game winners of all time.
Yep.
So I mean, you would instantly be immortalized with the buzzer beater. Not saying you wouldn't be with the block. I mean, look at LeBron and the one he had in Game 7 with Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
People remember that one. But that's few and far between. I'm going to go with the buzzer beater too. Would you rather dunk on your biggest rival, Nathan, or cross them up and hit a step back three?
So I've always seen myself as a shooter. I cannot picture myself dunking. And while dunking would be cool, and it is demoralizing to get dunked on, I think it's even more demoralizing to get crossed up and then have someone hit a three in your face. That is the ultimate disrespect, especially because there's really no get back. The only saving grace you have is after you get your ankles broken, you're on the floor, you pray they missed a shot.
Or fake an injury.
That's part of it too. But if you have any dignity, you're not doing that. So I'm going to go break my rival's ankles and hit the three.
I'm going to posterize somebody. I am baptizing someone, putting them on a poster, just like Al G. Rhythm and Space Jam. They are going on a poster in somebody's bedroom. So I'm taking dunking on somebody because at that point, the biggest rival, people are going to have that on their wall, and he's never going to be able to escape it. I mean, you could do that with the crossover, but I feel like dunking on has more of an impact. Everybody gets him on their feet.
It probably does.
Crazy. And he's definitely going on the floor when I dunk on him.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Would you rather have Steph Curry's shooting or LeBron's athleticism? Again, both in their primes.
Okay, well, I'll take LeBron's athleticism because it is such a I mean, you can't teach it. It is a skill you cannot teach. It is something that will completely change my game. I'll be able to dunk finally. I will be able to do a lot more. I'll be faster than I am now. A lot more agility. I'll be stronger than I am. I feel like I'm a decent shooter. I feel like I can knock down some shots. So I think I'll take my shooting as it is, and then take LeBron's athleticism. I'll be able to get to the rim at will. I think that's going to work a little bit better for me. But if I had Steph Curry's shooting, while it would be nice, people would be able to run me off the three-point line. There's not. I'm not as athletic. I won't be able to do as much. Steph Curry already has to run around in circles the entire game just to get open. So I'm not going to be able to do that.
See, I'm taking Steph Curry shooting. I have good enough handles to somewhat get myself open. I just kind of lack a little bit of a jump shot when it comes to being consistent. And Steph Curry shooting would be game-changing for me. I'm not going to be dunking on people. I already love doing a floater, Nathan. You know all about that, my floater.
Trust me, I know.
So I basically end up being Steph Curry or Trae Young if I get Steph Curry shooting. Except Trae Young, I wouldn't have the foul baiting and the lack of defense he has. So getting Steph Curry shooting for me would be game-changing for me.
I think you should have that foul baiting in there.
No. Not that big of a foul baiter. All right. Would you rather be an all-star for one season, Nathan, or have a 15-year solid career as like a role player?
No. I think I'm going to get 15-year. I think the longevity, people are going to remember you more. Now, making an all-star team is cool. But if you were able to name me every person that's made just one all-star team and didn't do anything after that, I mean, that's a hard thing to do. I mean, people forget about someone making an all-star in some random year. But if you have a longevity, a 15-year career in the NBA, and you're a good role player, people are going to remember your name. You're gonna be the underground guy that one day, it'll be a decade later after you're out of the league, people are just going to bring your name up. Remember this guy? I would love to be that guy. Now, given if you're an all-star, I mean, chances are you probably talked about in the same light, but I think you definitely contributed a little bit more if you had that longevity rather than that one all-star season.
If you're an all-star, you're immortalized in the game. I mean, I love being an all-star. 15-year career is great, but you're going to be remembered as that all-star, whether it was a fluke or not. I'd much rather have that all-star on my record. Like with your ring, Nathan, you want to have those three rings. I won't have the accolade of being an all-star.
What ring do you get for being an all-star? I'm sorry, I lost that.
You get more money.
You get more money? Wow. But if I was in the league longer than you, wouldn't that mean I would have made more money?
Not technically.
Well, the
all-star year could be in my contract.
About contracts or anything like that. So
I'd rather be an all-star, though, just because you get to experience playing in that weekend. Regardless of what it's turned into now, you get to experience playing with the best of the best. You can go play with LeBron, Steph, whoever you imagine you'd be playing in that timeline. So to be able to play with those guys in just one season would be something you look back on for the rest of your life. Okay. Kind of crossover here, Nathan. Would you rather play one NFL game with no helmet or one NBA game with no shoes?
Yeah, this is pretty easy. I think I'm going to go ahead and play the NBA game without shoes. you cannot play football without a helmet. You just can't. That's it. That's a big no-no. I mean, yeah, you can if you want to just be concussed. You want to talk about CTE. I mean, that's a fast track to it. Look, I think that I would take getting my feet stepped on or running flat-footed on NBA court any day of the week. I think I can deal with the outcome from that, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to survive playing football without a helmet.
I got a way around this question, Nathan. I'm going to play the NFL game with no helmet as the kicker or the punter.
Yeah, that's definitely a loophole until someone is crazy enough to just take you out of the game themselves.
Okay, I'll sue him.
You'll sue him? Is that your answer to everything?
Yep, I'm going to sue him. Can't do that. Not allowed. Okay, would you rather have courtside seats to the NBA Finals Game 7 or sideline seats to the Super Bowl?
Oh, courtside. Game 7? I mean, that is so invaluable. I mean, look, the Super Bowl's cool and all, but there's just something about the finals in a Game 7, that the situation that it is historical. Not saying that the Super Bowl isn't, but there's nothing that can compare to a Game 7 in a lot of cases, but when you put it in the finals, I mean, this is LeBron versus the Warriors all over again. I mean, that's what people think about. You cannot compare it to the Super Bowl. I mean, it's a little different if, like, my team was in the Super Bowl, but I don't know. It's definitely a hard question, but I think it would be a Finals Game 7.
I'm going to go Finals Game 7 too. Just based on Super Bowl happens every year. Game 7s in an NBA Finals, every so often, but a lot more rare than a Super Bowl. So I'm going to go Game 7 too. Now, would you rather be Tom Brady or Michael Jordan?
Would I rather be or beat?
B.
I'll go... this is hard. I'll go Tom Brady, just because I think no one really thought he was going to do what he did, and what he was able to do in the span of his career. I think the biggest thing, being able to go from New England to get to Tampa Bay and win a ring without Bill Belichick, I think that's part of the thing. When you look at Michael Jordan, I mean, yes, he's one of the greatest of all time. LeBron's obviously up there. Tom Brady's the undisputed GOAT. I think that's a big thing that comes to the decision. But Michael Jordan wasn't able to win away from Chicago. I think that plays a bigger part in who you want to be. So I'll probably go Tom Brady.
I'm going to go Michael Jordan. Be like Mike. Everybody wanted to be like Mike. The impact he had on the game of basketball, not saying Tom Brady didn't have one on football, but Michael Jordan's impact on the game of basketball, I believe, was much bigger than Tom Brady's. I mean, you just look at it. LeBron James, who was his idol? Michael Jordan. There are tons of players that idolize Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan transformed the game of basketball. And he won 6 rings. 6-0 in the finals. So, and Tom Brady had more rings. He had more.
Yeah, he had more. But he did lose a few Super Bowls.
Yeah, but Michael Jordan, the impact he had on his game, way more impactful and important than Tom Brady. Tom Brady had the wins. Michael Jordan had the impact. And that's what I would want to be remembered for if I was going to pick one of those two guys, is the impact I had on the game. Both these guys, we talked about it for years and years to come, even following their deaths. But Michael Jordan will be the undisputed GOAT, just like Michael Jordan. Okay, as we wrap up here, Nathan, can kind of put a bow on this, would you rather be an NFL player or an NBA player?
NBA. There was no comparison. I think growing up, it's a hard thing, but I didn't watch the NFL as much as I did the NBA. And while football was my first sport, basketball is just something that is mesmerizing. It takes so much more skill than playing football does. Not saying that football doesn't take skill, but the skill gap, I mean, you have to be a precise shooter in the NBA. You have to be able to do a lot of things. So to be one of the few players that is able to join the association and being able to participate in those type of games is always a dream. So I think I'll go NBA.
You know my answer. I never played tackle football growing up. I played high school basketball. My dream had been to play in the NBA. Did I have the talent? No. But it would just be so special and such a gift to be able to play in a league where only a select few players have been able to play in. I mean, Michael Jordan, LeBron, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Steph, Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And the NFL is great. I just love basketball. You talked about it being mesmerized by it, Nathan. It was my first love. Still love it to this day. It's not even close to what football would be. Love watching football. Just don't, not my cup of tea when it comes to playing it. So I'll go be an NBA player any day of the week, any time of the year. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening and watching Students of the Game.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.